Mexico is winning American praise for its war against illegal drug trafficking. A recent U.S. State Department report cites Mexican President Felipe Calderón's crackdown on drug cartels and several high-profile arrests. But U.S. officials say many of those cartels have infiltrated American law enforcement agencies assigned to combat the drug trade. In Washington Thursday, U.S. Senate lawmakers heard testimony about the problem from top law enforcement officials. Kevin Perkins of the FBI says the temptation of large bribes from drug dealers is often too much for new hires. He cited the case of one new recruit who became a border inspector in order to traffic drugs.
Through our collaborative efforts and year-long investigation, this public official pled guilty to one count of conspiracy to import more than 1,000 kilograms of marijuana into the United States, while at the same time receiving more than $5 million in bribe payments. This individual has since been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison.
James Tomczyk is with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Office of Internal Affairs. He told Senator Mark Pryor that since October 2004, 103 agents have been arrested on corruption charges. But he said because of budget constraints, only 10% of applicants in 2009 were given polygraph exams. Senator Pryor then asked,
of those who are polygraphed, what percentage are found unsuitable for service?
Approximately 60%.
60%. Can we extrapolate from that that, you know, if there's 90 or even 85% of the folks that are on this chart here that have not been polygraphed, that maybe 60% of them might not pass the polygraph if they took the test?
We and others have done that analysis, Senator, and reached the same conclusion.
Tomczyk says his agency would need an additional 50 examiners to reach its goal of giving all applicants polygraph tests. U.S. officials say corruption also raises concerns about terrorists exploiting security lapses along either the Canadian or Mexican border. Robert Rafel, VOA News.